WTGR.
Best way to dispose.
The Community Ties program continues with Joel Brandingham on Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR.
Welcome back to the Community Ties program, where we're visiting with Wayne Healthcare, as we always do on the second Wednesday of each month here on Community Ties. So please join us, because there's always important information that they share, you know, about various aspects of, you know, as far as what they offer at Wayne Healthcare. And there's always a special emphasis on certain types of health, like this month, National Breastfeeding Month. We talk about that. And sometimes we focus on men's health or women's health or heart health or diabetes, so things like that. So there's always, you know, an aspect of health that they emphasize each week or each month. But we also talk about events they have, because there are blood drives there, and there's health-related events, seminars and classes, whatever like that, that you can be a part of. And again, you can always call. You can always go to waynehealthcare.org to get more information about all that. But Dana Pudabar is here, a business planning and development liaison, and also Terry Flood, vice president of business development, who've been sharing all this information with us. And of course, reminding us as the do a little bit more of here at the end of the program, as far as their presence at the Great North County Fair is concerned. They're going to be there, and they want you to stop by and visit them as well. But before we do that and remind people about how to get more information about all this that we're talking about today, I'm going to have you share information, one or both of you, about these upcoming events, such as the blood drive and Life Steps and diabetes wellness.
Yeah, sure. We are super excited to have blood drives there at Wayne Healthcare. The one nice thing that people may not realize, you can donate blood every 8 weeks, and we do have 6 blood drives a year at Wayne Healthcare. So if somebody hasn't donated in a while, or they're looking for a regular site to donate, Wayne Healthcare is a great place for you to come do that. Our next blood drive will be Monday, August the 25th, and that will be from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. So it is helps out. I know a lot of people like those morning hours, because there's not a lot of morning blood drives that are open to the community, so this does help people out. We are located in our community rooms, and we ask people to use the Harrison entrance for that. That'll make it a little more convenient for you. And this month, Versity is giving the donors, it is a tumbler, local lifesavers is what it says, and it's a nice tumbler with a handle. So when you come to register to donate, you have the opportunity to grab one of those as well.
And you can schedule donation. They encourage you to do that. Well, Versity Blood Center does, yes. And certainly the sites that are hosting the blood drives encourage people to either on the Donor Time app or at their website, DonorTime.com. Yep. You can sign up, and mm-hmm. That helps them, or it helps you, and also make sure that they get one of these tumblers. But also in August, just as a reminder to our listeners, that if you register to give blood through August 31st, you will be entered into a drawing for a pair of season tickets, the Cincinnati Bengals, the 2025 season. So you'll be entered to win a pair of tickets, the season tickets for the Bengals too, okay. Plus the tumbler.
Awesome.
So I just want to make sure that's in place to the end of August.
And so they can call the Versity at 937-461-3220 to schedule their appointments. Use the sponsor code 66, and that will get you to the Wayne Healthcare blood drive.
Okay. Something very important. And so is the Life Steps weight management program. And people who are even thinking about trying to lose weight, or maybe their doctors told they need to lose weight, whatever the case is, they need to at least get information about this program, because there's so much to it, right? I mean, it can be so beneficial in so many ways.
Absolutely. You know, when you're just thinking about lifestyle changes as a whole, whether it's weight management, better eating habits, this is the type of program that would be beneficial for you. And we have group sessions. They're going to be on Thursdays from 1 to 2, starting on August 28th and go through December the 4th. Those are going to be in our community rooms. And while the program fee is $150, you know, that includes an individual assessment, 14 interactive group sessions, along with 11 clinical exercise sessions. So you're in a monitored environment. If you don't feel safe, or you're not sure about working out, we have staff that can train you how to use exercise equipment. All of that comes with this program, and we're having information sessions. They have passed, but if you have an interest, you can still call Karen Dresch or Robin Fitzan. You can call the main number at the hospital, 937-548-1141, and ask for either Robin or Karen, and they can connect you to the Wellness Center. But again, this is just a great opportunity if you're looking for a support system from a weight management standpoint. It's a great opportunity. And if you're unable to pay the fee, what I would share with you is that our foundation has various funds to help offset the cost for individuals that truly can't pay for the program. So don't hesitate to reach out. We have resources locally available to help.
And that is a wonderful thing, again, especially for this program. And I know we don't have time to talk about a lot of that in detail, but it helps people in so many ways, because I think the words weight management are very important, because it's not one of these things where you're going to lose a whole bunch of weight in a short amount of time, or it's not performing miracles. I mean, but it's helping you develop a better lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yep. As far as exercise, eating, and it's going to help you manage your weight, because everybody's different. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's able to lose weight as easily as others, and maybe some people don't need to lose as much, mm-hmm. right, as others, but they still need to, even if they want to lose a little bit, yep. or, you know, getting just be healthier, then this would be a great program to be a part of, wouldn't it?
Learning about life changes, yes. making those small little changes that can make a big impact if you stick with them.
Especially as we get older, because yeah. let's face it, you know, our metabolism slows mm-hmm. down, right? And,
yeah.
and it gets harder to lose weight and to manage overweight. So, yeah, great. People can check that out. And, of course, we've heard Karen talk on a number of occasions about the diabetes wellness programs, and I know this is certainly one of her passions, too.
Absolutely.
And have you yes. talk a little bit about what that is.
Yeah. So the second Tuesday of every month, Karen Dresch, she holds the diabetes wellness programs. They are in the community room, too, and that is from 12 to 1 p.m. There is no fee for that. You can do it either in person. She also offers virtual option. So if you can't come in, but you want to participate, by all means, do that. One thing I do want to say about this is you don't have to have diabetes to be part of this class or come to it. She teaches all different kinds of information that might be helpful to any individual who's looking for some information about, you know, whether it's eating right or something like that. So she has different topics every month. So Tuesday, September 9th will be the next one. And this is preventing complications, what to watch for, recognizing and preventing diabetes complications.
She's talked about that, preventing diabetes. And there are a number of people who probably have pre-diabetes, or they're certainly in the risk category, whether mm-hmm. it's family history, diet, weight, a number of things could put them at risk for diabetes. And that's why you talked about, right, is checking this out, because it could be something for those maybe who have not been diagnosed with diabetes, not living with it yet. But again, they could be certainly right. at risk for
it. Or there's family history or something like that, or you know somebody who is. So please, you can call Karen at 569-6750, and just if you can RSVP on September 8th, that is very helpful for her to know how many's attending.
All right, very good. I think we've covered everything today, right, that we wanted to. I'll just give you both of you an opportunity here real quick to remind our listeners about the fact that you're going to be at the fair, and also just how to find out more about everything you've talked about and what's offered at Wayne Healthcare.
Sure. So again, thank you for allowing us to be here today to share information about our upcoming programs. I will add, from a wellness standpoint, we do have other programs like Tai Chi and Jerry Fit to help with mobility and exercise and strength. So we encourage you to look at our Wellness Center webpage to learn more about those services. But also, you know, make sure you're connected with us. If you haven't been to our website, we encourage you to go to waynehealthcare.org. We're on Facebook and LinkedIn, so the Twitter handle and Twitter, so you can just look for waynehealthcare.org. But also don't hesitate to reach out. You can email us at marketing@waynehealthcare.org, or you can always call the main line at the hospital and ask to speak to someone in the marketing department, and we can provide you answers to the questions that you might have or get you connected with the right individuals at our organization.
Okay, and thank you, Terry, for everything you do for us with Wayne Healthcare, and you serve on boards, and you're You're a very active and busy person in the community, and I know you take pride in that, and you want to do whatever you can to help keep our listeners and everybody in the community healthy.
Absolutely. Right? Impact is everything to me. And what I would say is we're doing our best to also educate our employees. You know, whether you've lived here a year or 20 years, there are still people that say, oh, I didn't know that Wayne Healthcare offered this or this organization offered that. So to be a liaison and to be a conduit and to share information is really what it's all about. And we're in this together.
And speaking of being a liaison, then obviously that's or of your job, and we appreciate everything, because Dana and I correspond by email most of the time. We don't talk face to face very often at all, but I appreciate you being here and everything that you do to help us